Here is more highlights from games this week on KIA and KRLS. It was Indianola and Pella Christian on the softball diamond live on 94.3 KIA with Andrew Swadner.
And now ground ball towards short. Could be playable. Throw over to first is going to be high. Schultz reaches on the error. One run will score for Indianola. And they take a one-run lead on the throwing error by Snyder over at short. Two outs, two on. Line drive through for a base hit. Indianola's first hit of the inning. And they lead 2-0, an RBI single by Sully Downey. 1-0 to Bell, high fly ball, right field. Dangerous area, and it falls in. Throw home is not in time, as comes around is Sandy. And now on the throw, advancing to second, is Bell. So an RBI single, and that's tough. It just fell into no man's land behind first. And the second out of the inning makes it Indianola 3, Pella Christian nothing. Ground ball back up the middle. That will score 2 from Ava Tickey. First pitch swinging. Throw coming in is through the plate, and it's not in time. 2 RBIs for Ava Tickey. And it's 5-0 Indianola. She came around to score on Ava Tickey's 2 RBI single. Fly ball right center field. That one will fall in for a base hit. Downey's going to be rounding for extras. They're sending around the runner towards home. The throw at the plate is not in time. Sandy, who is running for Schultz, scores from first on the RBI double by Sully Downey and extend their 7-0 lead. The 0-2 to grip. Ground ball towards short. Will get under the glove of Snyder. One run's going to score. Grip. Drives in 2, and it's 9-0 Indians. Now a line drive back up the middle and through for a base hit. One run is going to come around and score. The throw to the plate is not in time. Advancing to second on the throw is Bell. She gets her second RBI single of the day, and it's 10-0 Indianola. Ground ball back, fielded by Schultz, tosses it over to first, and that'll do it.
Final scores, it was a sweep for the Indians. Game 1, 18-1. Game 2, 10-0. We also had baseball version of the Indians and Eagles live on 92.1 KRLS.
Indianola baseball defeated Pella Christian 16-5 in game one. And a hard shot by Brian Ritchie at first base. Finn Sprunk got a glove on it, but was not able to make the catch. So reaching on the play will be Brian Ritchie. He'll play another Indianola run as the Indians take a 3-0 lead here in the top of the first. And that ball ripped into right center field. That'll one hop off the fence. Brecken Ritzert will field. He'll get it in. And a miscommunication there as he missed the cutoff man. Connor Van Zee fields it. But that'll be a triple for Asher Brick as Bo Blake scampers home to score. 5-0 Indianola here in the third. Wheeler's 2-1 offering. And that one's going to be ripped into left field. Josiah Vink ranges over and makes a really nice play to make the catch for the first out of the frame, but it will be deep enough for Asher Brick to come home after he tripled on the last at bat. Indianola jumps out to a 6-0 lead here. Connor Van Zee with a nice drive into center field. That's going to plate Brecken Ritzert. Throw into third, not in time as Dean DeRonde is in safely. On the sack fly by Connor Van Zee, Brecken Ritzert comes home to score the first run of the game for Pella Christian. And that's a rocket sent to right center field. Brecken Ritzert lost it in the sky. George makes the turn. He's heading for third. Logan Gallagher will get it in. Is George Blake with a triple. Plays another Indianola run, make it 8-1 as Andrew DeWall comes home to score on the blast of George Blake to left center field.
It was also a sweep for Indianola, game 1, 16-5, and game 2, 11-1. Moving on to Norwalk versus Dallas Center Grimes softball as the Warriors were on KNIAKBLS.com, KNIA 3 with Mike Effner.
Game 2 of a doubleheader between Little Hawkeye rivals Norwalk and Dallas Center Grimes.
Chops one through
the hole between second and first. It's a leadoff single for Nia Holbert. Carly Brewer steps in there from the right side now. We're running on second, one out, line drive.
Snagged
by the shortstop. Not going to be able to make the play, but saved a run. Outstanding play there by Sophia Bauman. It was just a shot up the middle, and she went headlong to field it. Montag winds, 2-2 pitch, changes speed, but it hits well in the left center field. But no wind out there to help it. It's going to be a long sacrifice fly. Scoring on the play is Nia Holbert. RBI, Maddie Gullion.
That'll do the job.
Leah Crick back in the circle for her third inning. Six up, six down so far. Full count now. Leah Crick rocks and fires 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got one by her on the outside corner. So a big comeback there for Crick to strike out Jones. Runner in motion, ball hit pretty well to right field. It's carrying back there. It is off the fence.
That's going to get one.
Going to be an RBI double for Carly Brewer with Birmingham off on the pitch, scores on the play. So great opposite field double by Brewer, and it's 2-0 Norwalk. Norwalk's second and third, two out, leading 2-0 in the bottom of the third. Montag delivers to Michael. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. One run is in. Two runs are in, and it's a two-run single. Advancing to second is Hadley Michael, a big hit for the sophomore. Leah Crick, that ball's hit well to center field. Nia Holbert tracking it down and reaches up to make the catch right in front of the fence for out number three. That saved a run.
That was big.
That's a little blooper down to left field. That's going to drop in there for a leadoff single.
Excellent.
For Haley Hook.
There's
a rip to left center field. RBI single, RBI double for Bailey Birmingham. She's 2-for-3 now, and the Warrior lead is 5-0. DCG runner on second, two out, three runs in the inning. Popped up. Hook behind the plate, makes the catch. So a big pitch there from Crick to retire Abens for the third out. Carly Brewer now in to close it down for Norwalk. 5-3 lead over DCG in the top of the seventh. 3-2 pitch from Brewer on the way. In there for strike three, right at the knees. If you're Norwalk, strike three right down the pipe and another strikeout. DCG has a runner on first, two out. 1-2 pitch by Carly Brewer. There, strike three. She strikes out the side, all looking to close out the game and get the save. Norwalk defeats Dallas Center Grimes 5-3 in game two.
It was a split with DCG taking game one 4-3 in eight innings and Norwalk winning game two 5-3. Highlights from this week's baseball and softball games on KNIA KRLS.